A local professor and former municipal councillor is critical of a decision to triple the salaries of the new town of Tantramar mayor and council compared to their Sackville counterparts. Political scientist Jeff Martin points out that although the size and population of the town has grown with amalgamation, a ward system for councillors does limit the size of their area of representation. Martin says that given the still relatively small size of the municipality, the tripling of salaries is just too much.
It's simply going to be too much money that's taken from other needs. So how much in the way of sidewalk and how much in the way of this and that are, you know, patching of asphalt will the town have to say no to because of this significant increase? So it's a fairly radical move, and I think it's a poor decision in terms of the local conditions here in Tantramar.
Martin says that the salary spike doesn't really solve any problems, since Sackville and Dorchester have not typically had issues recruiting candidates to run for office, unlike other parts of the province. Martin is concerned that there might be unintended consequences to the salary spikes, such as over-monetization of the positions.
The whole idea of municipal government historically was that you serve, it's a part-time position, and you're not going to be isolated from people. You're still going to have a job, and you're still going to know people, and you're still going to have your social networks and so on. And, you know, if you start to make it possible for people to treat this as a full-time job, and, you know, that $47,000 a year for the mayor is more money than a lot of people earn in a full-time job. And so then this is a job maybe that is coveted for financial reasons more than a matter of community service. And then you can get into all kinds of issues as well. We're in a province with almost no regulation of election finance for municipal government. So therefore, will you have suddenly, if municipal positions become more lucrative, will therefore the willingness of people to spend money on municipal campaigns, rise and all this? So there's no telling what unintended consequences there may be.
Martin sees some argument for increases to current Sackville compensation levels, which are $8,000 for a councillor, $9,000 for deputy mayor, and $15,000 for mayor.
Rather than tripling, suppose everything goes up kind of like a third. You know, I think that would be kind of reasonable. Again, reflecting, okay, bigger municipality, you know, maybe there, you know, more issues. I mean, you think about suddenly you're in the town of Tantramar now, and we have a federal prison in the municipality, right? And we have like things that the old town cycle organization never had to cope with. So I can see the willingness to have some increase, particularly too, if you think about, well, you know, we have a This municipality absorbs Sackville, also absorbs Dorchester. Dorchester had a system of mayor and council and honoraria and those kinds of expenses and so on. And so I can certainly see the reason of some kind of increase, but the kind of increase that we're talking about here is, I think, way off the chart.
That's Mount Allison politics professor and former Sackville town councillor Jeff Martin. In addition to added expenses, such as the tripling of salaries for elected officials in Tantramar, and the administration costs added via downloaded services to regional service commissions, Martin is also concerned that when the deficit being absorbed by the province for services in local service districts gets turned over to the municipalities, that will mean tax hikes for areas of the province who have been protected from them in the past.
I foresee some hardship for, again, the people who are least well off in the new municipality, because there's going to be some sticker shock in terms of either a reduction in services or tax increases. And I think that's the untold story so far.